following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Tuesday edition. Oh, if you thought April Fool's was over, no. Damon Day back in on this Tuesday. What's up, Coach?
Not much, buddy. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. We're filling this show up as we move along. We're going to be talking today with Larry Bleach. He was the coach of the Gibbon girls basketball team when they went on that 69-game winning streak. They're being honored by the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. We'll talk with him on the show. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. Just one practice in the spring game left for the Huskers. We'll talk about that and some other things in the world of Husker sports. Also, I believe we're going to get a chance to chat with Coach Jim Bovey. So we'll see if we can get Coach Bovey in here in just a little bit as well. But I blame you for Indiana's failures.
Yes, without a doubt, I am the one to blame. Not the fact that they turned it over 18 times, but it's my fault. No. Yeah, they – hey, give credit where credit's due, man. They got stopped. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They got stopped, and they did not make the shots when they needed to. And I know that, like, I was texting with a bunch of buddies back and forth from Indiana, and, I mean, they said it best that, you know, disappointment, frustration, or whatnot, but, man, it sure feels good to be back.
And on another story, boy, Florida Gulf Coast must have not been that cool when you leave like 3 days after you've been eliminated. That was quick for Coach Enfield. Going to USC to be their men's basketball coach.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, hey, if the mothership called you tomorrow, there'd be a note on the door that said bye. You know, so I'm sure if Bristol came a call, and it wouldn't even take 3 days for you to take the $1 million salary and all the FaceTime that you. And
love
that's what
this
I,
place.
You know,
I mean, hey, come on.
You know what? You cannot fault coaches. My only thing about the whole thing of the matter is that players should be allowed to be able to move when coaches move. You know, the whole NCAA not allowing players.
Okay, that's fine. They can move, but not to the place the coach went.
Right. Oh, no, without a doubt.
Way.
But think about it. Enfield's allowed to move and go do whatever he wants to do. Now he's got all these players who just signed to play for him. They should all be released and be able to go someplace else. I mean, the whole transfer rule thing is.
How much of it is the coach, do you think? Well, I mean, there are supposed to be a lot of things when it comes to recruiting. Location, the campus, your education, the coach, how good the team is. There are a variety, and there's more than that. But how big a percent is the coach? Now, I mean, if it's Mike Krzyzewski, that's one thing. But how big is the coach? This is Andy Enfield. Nobody knew this guy until a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Obviously, being a coach, I'm going to have an inflated ego of myself. But I think the coach has a huge part of just the overall experience, the whole overall decision-making, process, the trust that they have, the comfortability, the familiarity, this is the coach who has a plan for me. Well, now this coach is gone. Where's my plan now? So I think that, you know, if you ask administrators and the faculty and staff at UNK, students do not choose a university based upon anything but the academic programs. But that's not true. That's not.
How much?
That's not to be rude or to pick a fight with him. That's just not.
No, we know.
It's just one piece. Like you said, there's no normal pieces of the entire puzzle. But I think that a coach has a huge part to do with the overall picture of why recruits choose or why recruits don't choose.
How much time do you spend with a recruit on their trip, percentage-wise, compared to being with one of your players, checking out?
For me, I try to keep the recruiting process to 45 minutes because at the end of the day, I don't want them to have a false sense of me either. I mean, I'm not the nicest guy to be around sometimes during the season. I mean, I'm just being, you know, but I think coaches all kind of do it differently. Some really chum up, some are really buddy-buddy. I'm more about this is what we have, this is what we have to offer, and I like them to spend time with their position coaches. I like to spend time with, you know, the other players. Like if it's a pitcher, then I want him to hang out with four or five pitchers.
10%? 10% of a recruit's time on campus is with the head coach?
Right, but 80% of his time on campus will be spent in direct contact with me and everything else going around. You know, what, they're in class 12 hours a week. They practice 20 hours a week. Then they spend their, you know, off time still having to do other things that are related. So it is an interesting weave, I would say, of everything. And that's what makes it great recruiting to UNK is because we do have a great university. We have a great community for baseball. We have great facilities, you know. But nowadays I'm starting to learn changeover in conferences. The almighty dollar at the end of the day means more than facilities, than education, than, I mean, that's probably the one thing we've been, you know, we're in our recruiting season now. And you want to talk about punching the face is, oh, here's our offer. Kid chuckles like, you're funny, coach. No, that's really our offer. Oh, okay.
See
well,
ya.
Bye. You know, and so that's kind of what we're learning is that, you know, at the end of the day, more and more now, especially with all the economic times and everything else, almighty dollar. It's starting to turn out to, you could have the Taj Mahal of everything.
You don't have a tree out back with money on it that you show these kids?
Bubba says there's a tree out back. Bubba and Emma say there's a tree out back. But, you know, it's just getting harder and harder to afford college, I think. And I think that at the end of the day, every little bit counts. And when you have a talent.
It's because we pay you guys too much.
Exactly.
David Day with us here. He's our co-host today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Steve Sippel, Larry Bleach. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Saturday's spring game. So stay with us. All of that is coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Not the only coaching move. Tubby Smith, for different reasons, is going to be hired at Texas Tech. Tech didn't keep their interim coach. Smith gets fired at Minnesota. He's going to go in there and take over that program. And Texas Tech has had some success with some rehires, so we'll see how that works out for Tubby Smith as well.
Did you hear Vitale today?
No, I did not.
About UCLA? Probably the greatest argument I've heard for why Alford not going was, do you know that UCLA only five times, and we're talking the University of California, Los Angeles, John Wooden, 12 titles, the whole thing, drew over 10,000 fans only five times. And they were just talking about it's not the program. It's not the elite program. I mean, Kentucky, horrible season, sellout.
Oh.
You know, but that was his point. You know, IU, horrible years under Sampson, just a bad run, still sold it out every single night. UCLA wins the Pac-12 and can't get more than 10,000 fans at a game. I mean, so I find the coaching carousel crazy because everyone who says, oh, they just jump and do that, hey, I think in any walk of life, if you can make that big of a jump, then anybody would take it. Andy Enfield, if he did not capitalize on this now, then that would have been a mistake on his part.
The time would have passed. 888, your thoughts, folks. Always a way to catch us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. You can call us at 888-455-ESPN. That's the number for our contest later in the hour, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And always check out Facebook. If we've got tickets, we're usually giving them away on Facebook as well. And that's ESPN Superstation. Let's go to Mr. Magoo, who says, my daughter had several offers for D1 and D2. She chose UNK because Coach Quires was here, and we gave her lots of money. Oh, no. Basically saying because of the coach.
Without a doubt. Look at what he's done. Elite Eight, conference championships. I mean,
national finals.
There's a comfortability there with why, you know, all things being, great coach. I think also you have to look at the kid. You know,
great kid.
Sometimes we'll get a great prospect who'll be like, hey, I'm coming here because of industrial distribution and no reason other. Great. We'll take you.
Can you play short?
You know, it's happened. I mean, it's kind of one of those situations. So without a doubt, we've gotten recruits because of some of our great academic programs.
Let's talk a little baseball. Emporia.
Yeah.
You've got a contest tomorrow and this weekend. Upper Iowa rolls in. Let's take a look at what happened. It looks like the defense just wasn't there for you this
past weekend. Yeah, we played poorly in two games and lost, and played good in one game and won, and we went 1-2. And that's the type of team we are right now. You know, we haven't found that gear or that level yet of consistency. And when we play really well, we're very, very good and very tough to beat. When we don't play so well, we're very beatable. And I think that's probably athletics overall in general. And when you commit seven errors the way we did, you're not going to beat many teams. And, you know, I give our team credit for playing as poorly as we did, still having a chance, only losing 9-5 with a couple hits here or there or a couple executions here or there. You know, we're kind of right in it after not playing very well this weekend. And so we just got to get better in some areas. We just got to get better at doing a lot, and a lot of it's routine. And I keep going back and I keep telling the guys the same exact thing. It's just the fundamentals that we're lacking at right now. It's just that routine. It's just that execution. But hopefully now come April, we'll be outside more often. We got to get outside yesterday and work extraordinarily hard on some of those things. And so, you know, it's going to be, we got 15 conference games left, and I don't want to use the old, it's going to be a scrap from here on out. We got to compete. We got to find ways to win. We got to find ways to execute. And I think what someone told me the other day, we're two games away from third place and we're one game away from being in ninth place. So three games separate 3 through 9, and that's just the quality of a league. That just shows how good a league can be.
And Hayes, you go down there after taking a couple from them up here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, our record at Hayes is not very good. Someone told me the other day I'm 1-32 at Hayes.
You?
Yeah.
You've played them that much.
Well, they were in the RMAC.
Yeah, still.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
You were just a pup.
Yeah.
You really didn't know much.
Well,
we'll see how that changes tomorrow. Doubleheader at Fort Hays State. Then the Lopers are home Saturday and Sunday to take on Upper Iowa. Before we go ahead.
And I am excited about Upper Iowa. They're a Northern Sun opponent. Coach Danker does a great job there, and it's also going to give us some opportunities to hopefully get some guys some playing time at some different positions and get some guys back swinging the bat a little bit for us and kind of hopefully develop some depth heading down the stretch.
And before we take a first break here, we made our predictions for the World Series yesterday. Have you been paying attention?
Oh, I've been paying attention.
David has made his selections, you Yankee homer.
I'm going all L.A. final.
You've got the Angels over the Dodgers?
I got the Dodgers over the Angels.
Dodgers over the Angels. I picked the Dodgers yesterday.
Oh, God.
Which, I know. What the hell are you doing?
Hey, coming off the Ravens, I'm in your boat.
I'm 1-0, baby.
I'm on your boat.
I'm 1-0. Dodgers win yesterday. Clayton Kershaw. I mean, if I was ever going to root for a guy, I like that guy.
And Bryce Harper's going to hit 362 home runs.
It's a whole bunch.
Yeah.
162 times 2, you do the math.
Yeah.
That's 324.
Who was it? Bip Roberts hit 3 one time on opening day, and I think hit 5 on the entire year.
Yeah, he was a stud. So the Cubs win yesterday. The Royals lose 1-0.
How about Schmarzda, former Notre Dame wide receiver?
Good Lord.
Really? He was dealing.
What are you talking about? I don't even know who you
are. Then Marmo almost blew the save.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Jeez. Well, there's no doubt.
Poor Dale Swain.
I thought that would be perfect. That would have been a perfect way to start the season.
Poor Dale Swain. And the Royals. Cactus League champs. We lose opening day again.
We still haven't scored.
Yeah.
And we won't score again today either. Maybe tomorrow.
I don't even know. Are there subways in Los Angeles? I don't think there's subways. So you can't call it a subway series.
Yeah.
Beachfront? I don't know. But I'm calling LA versus LA. Dodgers winning it.
We'll call it the all Andy Enfield.
Yep.
Series. So I had the Dodgers over Detroit because evidently Detroit's cool. You've got the Yankees, Detroit, and the Angels winning their divisions. You've got Oakland and Toronto as the wild cards of the National League. You picked Washington, St. Louis, and the Dodgers, and San Francisco and Atlanta. You leave the Reds out. Ooh. And there you go. Okay. All right. Angels losing to the Dodgers in the World Series. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more, including a chat with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, former Given Girls coach Larry Bleach, and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win spring game tickets. It's all coming up.
Drives me nuts. Now with GoToMyPC and your smartphone or tablet, downtime is the new uptime. You can access your entire office computer from even your mobile device. You can be productive, get work done, even if you're at the doctor's office, the airport, a restaurant. I love it. GoToMyPC turns any iPad, iPhone, Android, or Kindle Fire into your computer. It's the missing link, man. Edit or send any file like you were sitting at your desk. Use any program, even those you don't have set up on your mobile device. Go to MyPC. Try it today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. You visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then you download the free app to your mobile device. Let's go to MyPC.com, Try It Free, promo code Colin.
The Masters. There's magic in the air. Spring has arrived in Augusta.
Your Nebraska Danger return to action Saturday night with a 3-1 record and ranked second in the Indoor Football League coaches poll. They're looking to continue their winning ways as the Texas Revolution come to town. You and your family can enjoy every hard-hitting play. Wear black for blackout night and get your tickets at the Heartland Event Center, area pump and pantries, and Ticketmaster.com. Get more Danger news every day at DangerFootball.com. Big, bad, and blue, your Nebraska Danger this Saturday night at the Heartland Event Center. Kickoff at 7.
Sunny to partly cloudy conditions will develop across the area today with a high of 55 with southeast winds to 5 to 10. Then with partly cloudy conditions, tonight we'll head back to a low of 29 with a light southeast wind. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. And for lunch or dinner or any time, because they're open 7 days a week, the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island is the place to be. Your Tuesday special is $1 off any salad for lunch. And, of course, the evening special is the Wing Basket. Every Tuesday night for just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. It's every Tuesday night from 5 to 10. You can get it with any kind of sauce. Get the crew together, get the family together, get yourself about 30 of them and try 3 different sauces. It's all at the Chicken Coop. If you're not into the wings, you can get anything off the menu from steaks to pizza to burgers to appetizers. Happy hour every Monday through Friday from 2 to 5:30. There's not a bad seat in the house to kick back, relax, watch and enjoy sports, play a little Keno, whatever's up your alley. And don't forget their party room. They had something going on last night. You may have a little wedding reception. You may have graduation coming up. Maybe you just got a meeting for work over the lunch hour. Don't forget they've got the room there for you as well. Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. We are back with the man in the know, Steve Sipple, who's just keeping so busy. Sip, how's it going, man?
Hey, Doug. Good. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. You know, it occurred to me, and because we've got social media now and Twitter and Facebook, and we can always see that Sip's doing about 4 of these interviews a day. When we first had you on, how many radio shows were you doing a week? One?
I don't know. When did you first have me on?
God, it's probably been 7 years ago, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't do that many of them. I wasn't going on that many. You and Cougar probably back then. I think I started out doing Cougar's show about 11 years ago. Man. Well, he doesn't even do the show anymore, but it was, you know, and then it was Kugler and hell, I don't even remember who it was.
We had him on yesterday because, you know, he's so big time now. He had to tell us what he was eating at St. Elmo's in Indianapolis.
He's really not that big time. You don't really need to say that.
Sip, yesterday we were talking a little bit about the High School Sports Hall of Fame, and of course, our buddy Matt Davison gets in, as well as a variety of other folks, and you guys have a story on that in the Lincoln Journal Star, of course, today. Who was the greatest athlete to ever come out of Columbus?
Whoa, why would you do that to me?
Because I wanted it right off the top of your head. I was going to prep text you on that, but I said no. I figure somebody popped right into your head, maybe your favorite athlete.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Charlie Sheritz was a great wrestler, heavyweight champ wrestler, went to Iowa. You know, he went to that great powerhouse program at Iowa. He was a wrestler in the mid-'80s, and he might have been the best athlete, the most dominating athlete. I mean, he was a multiple-time state champion. Nobody touched him in high school. And, you know, he went to Iowa. That tells you probably enough. Now, he ended up at Missouri to finish his career, but he comes to mind very readily. And then, you know, Tom Heiser would be a guy you'd have to put in that category. You know, he was a great receiver, wingback type, played for Nebraska. You know, there's been some guys that the Pillins were from Columbus. Maybe I'm missing somebody, but those are the guys that come to mind readily.
Well, let's get something that is right there in front of us. Nebraska spring football, they've just about wrapped it up. As we talked to some of the guys last week, probably the major scrimmage was last Saturday where the coaches were really looking at some things. What are you seeing right now? Because it seems like everybody's in a good mood. There hasn't been, outside of just one instance early, where coach has been upset with anything. Seems like things are progressing well, at least on the outside.
Well, you know what? That does seem to be the prevailing thought right now, and that's the mood of the players, certainly, or at least it was yesterday and late last week. I thought, you know, Wednesday when we talked to the guys on defense, you could tell they're starting to feel better. They felt good about last Monday's practice. They carried it into Wednesday, and then they carried it into the weekend. So there are you're probably starting to see the defense – legitimately make some strides. But, you know, they got a long way to go, as Bo says. I mean, I think by necessity, they can't put everything in. I mean, I they got to really worry about right now, still worry about putting a foundation in. I think eventually, and I don't know that Bo will ever say it, but I guess I'll be a little surprised if he doesn't have to simplify his defense quite a bit because of the amount of inexperience. We'll see. And like I said, it'll be kind of hard. It might be kind of hard to tell as a layman, and I don't know how much the coaches would tip their hand about that, but that's what I anticipate.
Steve, Damon Day here. We were talking before you came on about coaches and players choosing coaches because of certain reasons, obviously being close to the Husker program. How many of the student-athletes choose Nebraska because of Bo Pelini?
Well, I would hope not many, and I hope Bo feels that way too. And I don't mean that bad about Bo. You know, everybody knows I have high regard for him. I'm the biggest Bo homer in the state, right? I don't think a lot of coaches want kids to pick a school because of a coach, be it the head coach or even a position coach. I think that's obviously a major factor. But there has to be bigger reasons than that. I mean, there has to be reasons that are more institution related, academic related. You know, there's a much bigger picture, and part of that is, let's face it. I mean, job security for these guys, I mean, really anybody these days isn't great. So, you know, you got to be careful as a kid doing that because. Well, look at some of the defensive backs. They're on their third defensive back. They're on their third coach at the defensive back position. So if anybody committed to Marvin Sanders, well, God bless him, but that's two coaches removed now. So I don't think you do that. I hope that a lot of kids don't go that way.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, Husker beat writer, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Damon Day. What are you looking for in the spring game this weekend? Anything specific, Sip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really, I am. I mean, there's a couple players. Well, I was starting offense. I mean, I'm obviously interested in Tommy Armstrong, whom I think you'll see a lot of, because I don't imagine Taylor will see a lot of action. Tim Beck was fairly evasive about that yesterday. But I wouldn't think Taylor would get more than a handful of series. So you'll see a lot of Rod Kellogg and a lot of Tommy Armstrong, and I'm interested to see Tommy Armstrong, really just Tommy Armstrong, the athlete. He's a big, strong kid. I mean, we've seen glimpses of him in practice. He's very, you know, he looks the part, and he's got a very big presence, and I want to see how that is. Monty Cross, obviously, is interesting to me. Into a lot of people because, you know, he's the man right now in the spring. And, you know, he's trying to kind of rework himself into an every down type back. We'll see. I mean, I wonder about him as an every down back in the zone read type system. But you know, you'll get a look at him. And on defense, we could do a whole show on what we're looking at. I mean, mainly I'll be looking at, you know, Thomas Brown, linebacker, Jared Afalava, outside linebacker, and I'll be looking at those safeties. So I'm interested in what Corey Cooper and Harvey Jackson have to offer, but also Charles Jackson, maybe some DJ Singleton, a few of the younger guys. So really, linebackers and safeties, Armstrong and Cross off the top of my head.
Sip, what are you hearing? I know you and Sean and everybody had touched on it a couple of times, but for the first time in, 6 years now, we may have to have some concerns with special teams, especially the kicking game. What are you hearing? What are you seeing about punting and place kicking?
Sean, what am I hearing about from Sean?
No.
I'm joking. I'm joking. I love Sean. I talk to him
Never
three
heard of
times
him.
A day. I talk to him three times a day. I get most of my knowledge from him. So, hey, I heard good things about Bondi the other day. I think Bondi had a good scrimmage. Bo talked very favorably of Mauro Bondi. Now, you know, I think that's the guy that will be your place kick. Now, who's your punter? I think Sam Foltz has a good shot at it. You know, the redshirt freshman from Grand Island. He's probably the clubhouse leader right now. And that's another thing to watch, certainly, because you can gauge that type of, you know, that you can gauge those positions. You can watch a punter in this game and see what he's got to offer. So, and I think it's been all right, but I'll tell you what, those special teams positions are very, very, I mean, it's really something to watch. I mean, Bo's been very fortunate in his five seasons to have kickers and punters that were very high-level athletes and very reliable. And then also, you know, P.J. Mangieri. So now, and holders, good holders. So, and they don't have any of those guys now. P.J. Mangieri's gone. Jace Dean's gone. That's a lot, and they were reliable at those spots pretty much. So that, hey, listen, that is definitely, I mean, it'll be overlooked. Well, nobody will talk about it very much, you know, even in August leading up to the opener. But I'll tell you, if they will start talking about it, if that long snapper starts skidding the feet back there, then we'll be talking a lot about it.
We know way too much about that here at UNK and Kearney. So, so we've seen those problems. That's not a good thing. Now, Sip, we all know, just as you mentioned a few minutes ago, that you have lunch with Bo almost five times a week. Is there anything he's told you that you want to share with us?
No, he wouldn't be seen with me at any public establishment, I wouldn't think. I haven't talked to him a lot in the last couple weeks, honestly. I'm trying to think the last time I talked to him we talked about how much he hates the Miami Heat. I don't even think he talks about football. Boy, he hates the Heat. Let me tell you something. He does not like LeBron.
Damon, wait a minute. Damon, you and Coach Pelini, I didn't know you had so much in common.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad to see that there's somebody else in the world that hates LeBron James.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, man, I tell you what, I like him. I really like LeBron. I'm sorry about that, Damon. I love watching.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway, no, he hasn't. He gets busy. And this is a busy period. And listen, it's an intense, stressful period for the coaches. I mean, maybe you've noticed that it can get pretty intense in the fall around here. And they kind of get some stuff done this spring. I mean, they're locked in. Those coaches are locked in. And, you know, you hope the players are, but I can tell you the coaches are. So, you know, there's not a lot of time for small talk right now. There's really not. I mean, there's a big time sense of urgency right now, because that's a young defense and they have to make progress. They have to make progress because the schedule's favorable. They got a senior quarterback. It's all right there. If they can just be okay on defense, then they could make a run at a Big Ten title.
Now, Steve Sipple, of course, of the Lincoln Journal Star, with us for another minute here. He's not just watching football and sitting in the parking lot 24/7 at Memorial Stadium. He is, and if you read the Journal Star and you read online every day, you know he's keeping his eye and writing articles on all a variety of other sports, I should say. Sip, we had this discussion yesterday, and our answer was first College World Series win. When was the last? And I guess the word we used was significant, but any program at Nebraska, because we were talking about the women taking that next step, and they didn't quite get over the hump Sunday from Sweet 16 to Elite 8. The football team has gotten to the championship game but hasn't won it. If you get the gist of what we were talking about, are we missing something here? Is there a time? How long has it been since any Nebraska program took that next step?
Oh, the women's track team has won a national title in recent years. They've won conference titles in recent years, and they've been a factor nationally. You know, I looked that up. I don't cover it, so
yeah.
I don't know a lot. I don't know a lot about it. Volleyball. I mean, hasn't been that long, right?
No, it hasn't been that long. We just, you know, you watch Creighton shoot bad against Duke. You watch the Husker women shoot bad. This isn't a bad thing. They had a hell of a year. We're not talking about that. But
I know
Husker fans, they get frustrated and they get right to that peak, but they haven't maybe pull an upset. Maybe that's the best way to put it. Maybe that signature win.
I don't sense that there's a lot of frustration. That's interesting that you mentioned that. I think a lot of people just were happy that Nebraska, you know, the women got that far, because they were good, but they weren't Elite Eight good. I think Kaniori would say that. They certainly weren't as good as the 2010 team this year that went to the Sweet 16. You know what? Now, that's why I think people really got whipped into a frenzy over that 2010 Nebraska women's team that won its first 30 games and ended up 32-2.
Yeah.
I think a lot, remember, the Vivanti Center was packed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were, you know, for a 4 or 5, 6 game stretch, that place, there's over 10,000. In one game, it was for Missouri at the end of the year. I think it was the last game of the regular season. It was packed. And I think a lot of the reason was people thought, this could be a team that could make a serious run to the Final Four and take that proverbial next step. No, it didn't happen. But I think that's why there was such a frenzy. And that team kind of became transcendent, in that, you know, guys like me and you start following women's basketball that we ordinarily don't follow really closely, at least I don't. But we started following that team very closely.
Well, it's fun times, and Sipa, we'll let you get back to your daily work here, get some lunch, and we'll see you at Memorial Stadium on Saturday.
Hey, yeah, I look forward to that. Take care, Doug and Damon. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sip. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. Always a pleasure to catch up with the Husker beat writer of the Journal Star. couple of emails here talking about where you were talking about a kid or an athlete choosing a school because of the coach. This comes from John and Carney. He says, Bo Sandlin left because of Coach Morrow, even though Coach Morrow went to Kentucky and Sandlin went to Miami. So just there, I know there's instances like that out there where your position coach maybe is taken off, so you leave as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, when you're laying out the recruiting process, and obviously with it be a position coach, right? And Steve hits it right on the head. You know, my favorite line to use recruits is, if it's over tomorrow and you can't play, would you still go to the university? If you can say yes, then you're making the right choice.
Cool.
If you would say, oh no, I would transfer to so and so, well, then you should probably just go to so and so to start, because nothing's guaranteed type of thing. And so, you know,
it's interesting.
It is an interesting debate.
Nebraska baseball playing at Kansas State tonight. You can hear that on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Also, Bronco Talk coming up at Valentino's today in Hastings at noon. So if you're looking for some lunch to hear some Hastings sports, they've got the Loper Lincoln Kearney. They got Bronco Talk, and it's today at noon at Valentino's. The Hastings softball team split their games yesterday. And, of course, don't forget the Harlem Globetrotters tonight at the Viero Event Center, 7 o'clock. Bubba's going, isn't he?
No. Emma's got dance.
Oh, you got Trump by dance? Mom can't go?
No.
Why don't you go to dance? Mom takes Bubba to the Harlem Globetrotters.
No, it's a nice Menards run. We're going to.
Okay.
It's right across the street from dance. So
you are busy.
We go to Menards.
Just way too much time.
Yeah.
Consumed by you. Here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, let's give away some tickets to the spring game. We've got a pair of tickets to Saturday's spring game. They're good tickets. They're in Section 9, I think Row 18, something like that. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's a simple question. Let's see if you can get the answer to this. Who was the last person to score in a Nebraska spring game? Who was the last person to score in a Nebraska spring game? Last year, rained out, stormed out, so it was 2011. Where'd the final points? Who scored them? Who scored the final points in the 2011 spring game? First correct caller gets a pair of games to Saturday's spring game in Lincoln. Larry Bleach and more coming up.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Don't you hate it when you're stuck waiting somewhere, like the airport, restaurant, doctor's office, and you're just wasting time? Drives me nuts. Now with GoToMyPC and your smartphone or tablet, downtime is the new uptime. You can access your entire office computer from even your mobile device. You can be productive, get work done, even if you're at the doctor's office, the airport, a restaurant. I love it. GoToMyPC turns any iPad, iPhone, Android, or Kindle Fire into your computer. It's the missing link, man. Edit or send any file like you were sitting at your desk. Use any program, even those you don't have set up on your mobile device. Go to My PC. Try it today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. You visit gotomypc.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then you download the free app to your mobile device. Let's go to mypc.com, Try It Free promo code.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete
Sunny to partly cloudy conditions will develop across the area today with a high of 55 with southeast winds to 5 to 10. Then with partly cloudy conditions, tonight we'll head back to a low of 29 with a light southeast wind. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Damon Day, Doug Duda with you here. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Damon Day, Doug Duda. That's what we got going on.
Double D's.
Are you a karaoke man?
No.
Have you ever sang karaoke?
No.
Yes. Yes, you have.
No.
Yes, you have.
No.
Yes,
have you ever heard me sing? Have you ever,
that doesn't matter.
I got the
college.
No.
College.
I got the personality of a wall.
I don't think so.
I do.
That's not true.
I do. I would never, ever. I don't even sing in the shower.
Wow. What is wrong with you?
I am not a singer.
Screwball, apparently.
I love watching The Voice because what they do is amazing.
Yeah.
Because I could never do that. I don't have very many talents. I can't draw. I'm definitely not schooled in the arts.
No.
I mean, I can't.
I'm with you there.
I can't sing.
I have
can't
a hard
act.
Time drawing a stick man.
I don't have any thespian in me. Can't act.
Well, you need a little bit of that. You're a coach and you're a salesman.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should watch yourself in that third base box. There's some good stuff. There's some theatrics over there. What are you talking about?
That's why I don't ever video it, because I don't even want to know.
Congratulations to Darren and Bladen. He gets our Nebraska spring game tickets. I was just going to look up and go, who scored the last points in the last Nebraska spring game? And hell, if it wasn't Brett Maher. So I think it was a lot easier than I intended it to be. But
I would have had no clue to even where to begin. I was trying to think of like who the ninth running back was. Who's the walk-on guy? But what do you think of I thought you would ask me about, what do you think of the Pac-10 scandal or Pac-12 scandal with the referee?
I almost tried to ignore it this morning. I get it. I get it. And it's disturbing, but we all know. Now, whether it comes to a point of intentionally trying to run somebody or looking for a reason to give them a tee, come on. I have umped baseball. I have officiated sporting events. And I know that when a certain team at the time, whoever it was, comes to town, you know that the coach is either never had a problem with, have had a problem with, is one of those sticklers for the rule. You know, there's some coaches that are just going to be a problem for the official. And so you can't tell me that there isn't discussion with every single person that has ever put a whistle on in the country, whether it's junior high, high school, collegiate, or the pros. So don't tell me that this is shocking to the world.
It is a non-story, because there, at the end of the day, officials and coaches is human interaction.
Well, you know when you walk on a field.
When you have human interaction, human nature takes over. So basically, this guy got caught saying it. It goes on in every umpire's, every referee's meeting. There's just bad blood between certain officials and certain coaches.
Yeah,
it's a non-story because it's happening in every locker room, every umpire, every official's locker room. It's happening. There is just bad blood between. I mean, it's a combative relationship. I always love when an official's like, "Well, it's a partnership between the coach." No, it's not. There's no partnership.
Well, it's a partnership as long as you agree with the official at all times.
Right. But I thought it was one of the great non-stories of the year, and great job by making it something to talk about on a Tuesday between all the tournament games and opening day and everything else. We're going to talk about this because I've actually walked into a stadium and handed my assistant, when I saw who the umpire was, I've handed my assistant the game card and said, "I'm not going to be around here very long to begin with." And guess what? 2.5 innings in, guess what? I got a bird's eye view of the practice field because I asked my catcher where that pitch was at, and I got thrown for arguing balls and strikes. So I know that there is that give and take with officials.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
That is the biggest difference between the MIAA and the RMAC that I have seen. In the MIAA, you can say things to officials. Players can – my guys don't say anything because that's just –
that you hear.
But, yeah, but I'm amazed at some of the things you can say in the to an MIAA official, because in the RMAC, you couldn't say boo. Gone. You were even nervous to say hello because he thought you were being sarcastic.
And for that reason, you always make sure that the clubhouse and your office is comfortable in case you have to spend more time there than you want. That's why Bruce Furniture takes care of you in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge.
Good segue.
Thank you, since I had to work at that one. Since 1977, when the very first Bruce Furniture opened, their focus has always been about the customer. Whether you want a different color or a different size or a style, price range, they've got it all for you. All kinds of styles, all kinds of price ranges, a variety, a myriad, if you will, of colors, and they take care of you.
Myriad?
Yeah, I pulled that out.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
This is Tuesday.
You find a word that rhymes with myriad. In the last 34 years, they've grown to their four locations by competing with the big chains and quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And Bruce Furniture maintains the small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. It's not about them. It's about you, the customer, at Bruce Furniture.
That was just lyrical. Insaneness right there.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Coach Larry Bleach is going to be joining us here in our final segment. Tomorrow we are jam-packed. The Huskers' Cash Kalkowski will join us out of Grand Island. We'll talk with Iowa baseball coach Jack Dom. We'll talk with Tom McCann, former Kearney wrestling coach, also going into the High School Hall of Fame. It's all part of our Wednesday Doug and Daddy show. Mark chimes in and says, hey, Doug, thanks for not picking the Yanks this year to make the playoffs. And Coach Day, I love Jabba, but you have to tell him that that mustache is awful, which was trending on Twitter yesterday. Awful. And we've had this discussion.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad. It doesn't go good. It's bad. It's bad.
It's Goose Gossage-esque.
No. No, it's bad. It's bad. How many... He's going to get a chance to pitch a lot this year, isn't he? when you talk middle relief, Jabba's going to probably see a lot of action.
He didn't. He had a rough first start yesterday. Rough starts of the season yesterday. I think he gave up three in the eighth. But the Yankees didn't. I watched the first six innings of the game, and they didn't. They kind of seemed to be stuck still in spring training. So I'm sure they'll right that ship. But the mustache is a fashion statement, and. I couldn't grow one, so who am I to – unless I can grow one and prove it better, I don't think I am one to comment.
Ugh.
The mustache has made a remarkable comeback, because if you see pictures of baseball players in the 70s, everybody had a mustache. You know, if you got a good one, it's like – it's got its own character. Like Keith Hernandez, his was a mustache.
It is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and this is not an easy one. 888-455.
You already got it?
What?
You already got the question?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 888-455. I should get a little heads up on them.
ESPN.
I'm going flying blind here.
You don't know it.
Okay.
You don't know it. In fact, if you know it, I've got a backup question. We'll take a break. Come back with Larry Bleach. During the break, call at 888-455-3776. If you've not won Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the last 2 months, you are eligible. The first correct caller gets a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Opening day for Major League Baseball yesterday. 12 games were played. Do you know that there's only been one no-hitter thrown on opening day? Who threw the only no-hitter in the history of baseball on opening day? And it's been a while back, but it's definitely a name any baseball fan would know. So it's not some obscure pitcher. He is the only pitcher to throw a no-hitter on opening day. Who is it? 888-455-3776. Do you know?
I think I know.
We'll take a break back after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and eight flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Fans, baseball is officially back.
Always love the start of a new baseball season. See the new players and their new teams.
You know another new thing that you get to see this season, Ryan?
What's that?
the view from your seats before you buy your tickets on StubHub.
Nice.
Whether you're on your tablet or your smartphone, you can browse for Major League Baseball tickets by section and actually see the view from your seats.
Love that.
That way, you can choose the exact view you want, no surprises on game day.
So get to StubHub, grab the seats you want, and get ready for a great season of baseball. StubHub!
Peak Motor Oil and Antifreeze give you 65 years of experience in hot and cold protection, packed with American-made quality to keep your engine running right for the long haul. Now we're looking for the next stock car star with the Peak Stock Car Dream Challenge, where someone's going to win a brand new Toyota truck, and someone else could be Michael Waltrip Racing's next development driver. Check out everything we're up to at peakauto.com. Peak, run true.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
College basketball continues tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Madison Square Garden in New York, as the NIT semifinals feature the Baylor Bears against BYU at 5:45 and the Iowa Hawkeyes taking on Maryland at 8:30. The championship game comes your way Thursday night at 8. But tonight, Baylor BYU at 6, Iowa Maryland at 8:30. It's the NIT semifinals on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy conditions will develop across the area today with a high of 55 with southeast winds to 5 to 10. Then with partly cloudy conditions tonight, we'll head back to a low of 29 with a light southeast wind. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 43.
Can you spin a basketball on your finger for more than a second?
Yes.
Can you?
Grew up in Indiana.
Played baseball, right? Don't forget Harlem Globetrotters tonight, 7 o'clock at the Viero Event Center. Folks, if you got kids or you're just a kid at heart, this is the place to be. It is always a great show. We had the Hammer Harrison in on the Doug and Daddy show last week, and he made the tour throughout the state. I know they're heading east after this, so always a fun time. Go out and see them. They are absolutely
playing the Generals.
Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah, I didn't see that had been scrapped or that they weren't showing. No Seth Denny sightings this time around, I believe. So we had him on last week. He was talking about his experience. He said he airballed and then he never got back in the game. So, which is hard to believe that Seth shot an airball. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question for today. Which team are you rooting for to win the NCAA championship now? Damon, rooting, not think's going to win. Which of the Final Four are you rooting for?
Wichita State.
I said for some reason Syracuse, and 42% said Michigan on our poll yesterday. I said Syracuse, which finished dead last in our poll, by the way.
I do find it interesting that they vacated all the wins from the Fab Five, but then they still talk about throughout the tournament, oh, the last time this happened was, oh, when the Fab Five did it. Yeah. Or the last time they did this was when the Fab Five did it. Well, I thought they were vacated, so the Fab Five didn't do it. That's the point of why do you vacate wins.
Exactly. I hate that. Our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which recent Cinderella was your favorite to watch in the NCAA tournament? George Mesa's run to the Final Four in 2006, the 2010-2011 Butler teams making back-to-back national championship games, Virginia Commonwealth going from the first four to the Final Four, or Florida Gulf Coast this year? Who you got? Which one was your favorite?
My favorite is Louisville beating Baylor this year in the women's bracket. I think that goes down as the greatest upset in college athletic history.
Whoa, wow. Wow.
That's the greatest upset in collegiate sport history.
The reason I don't say that is because Baylor had been beaten this year. I mean, if they had had this 80-some game winning streak where – and, yeah, they were supposed to win it and beat everybody, and I get that. So I disagree on that, although it is – we talked with Matt Coatney yesterday. He thought the 16-seed Harvard beating the number one seed Stanford, which has never happened in the men but has happened in the women's ones. He goes, that has to go down as number one, and this was probably number two. Can you believe – what would they say? They were a 24-point underdog. They were a 5-seed against Baylor. Baylor, by the way, I think was favored by 55.5 in their opening game. And yes, they do have that now for the women against Prairie View A&M, and A&M covered.
I think it's the greatest upset in collegiate athletic sports history.
Yeah.
That's just me.
That's why we have you on. Differing opinions. Of these four, I'm going to say Butler. I enjoy that. I enjoy watching Butler's run.
Love watching Butler.
Because you're an Indiana boy, Butler. I thought that'd be your answer. Yeah. By the way, congratulations to Kelly Cooksley. He is our Troutman's Tuesday trivia winner. He knew that Bob Feller is the only player of the Cleveland Indians. Only player to ever throw a no-hitter on opening day.
I was not born to see that.
I was born. There you go. Okay, Lopers tomorrow.
Ready to roll. Get up back on that bus.
All right, buddy. Well, this weekend, the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame announced the class of 2013. The induction ceremonies, of course, will be this fall, as always, at the Lead Center in Lincoln. And one of the things that jumped out as we looked at that list is that the Gibbon girls basketball programs of the late 80s, well represented. Now, Ginger Keller's already in. Michelle Cush goes in this year from the class of 89. But not only that, Gibbon will be honored as the silver anniversary team, and that incredible final few seconds against Fremont Bergen in the 1988 final will go down as the great moment in high school sports, which we chuckled a little bit about yesterday. I'm sure it's a great moment for Gibbon, and Fremont Bergen has burned the tape. But the coach of those Gibbon teams is Larry Bleach, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And of course, if you've been around this part of the country at all, or maybe even in the eastern part of the state over the last few years, you know Coach Bleach. And Larry, great to catch up with you. First of all, congratulations on all these accolades after so many years for your kids.
Yeah, it was just when I got a letter and a phone call from the Nebraska Hall of Fame, Doug, it was just amazing. You know, you keep thinking about all the great times at Gibbon and all the good athletes we had there, and girls basketball and football and all the sports. And it just seems like yesterday that we were there. And really, it was 25 years ago when all these great things happened.
You've been involved with so many different aspects of coaching and being around kids, not only at Gibbon, but at different schools, the state's programs over the summers. Where does this thing rank for you?
Oh, it's right at the top. Seeing Ginger get in, she was an outstanding player for us and just a great person. And then having Michelle Cush being added this year is just something special. And then people who saw that game in 87, 88 with Fremont Bergen. And I had emails after the game that saying, oh, coach, we gave up and we went out and I was outside. My wife, Tom Ritzdorf from House, called me and said, my wife hollered to get back in and watch Lori shoot free throws. And it was probably one of the most exciting, definitely the most exciting thing I'll ever be around in sports.
Well, this was a heck of a time, and this was before, and if my math is right, they did not have an all-class top 10 for the girls. They'd always had one for the boys, and the discussion was where these Gibbon programs would have rated in the all-class top 10. I think 92, when St. Paul kind of made their run in B, is the first time they ever did that. You guys had a lot of experience because you traveled something at this time. We don't think anything about traveling, but you guys went all over the place. Take us back to how you kind of got your team prepared to see some competition.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you're starting out a program, you like to see the people around your area. And we, of course, went to Coach Easer's camp at Kearney State, but we went to Creighton and Doan and Wayne State. I mean, we went all over the state to play so we could play the best teams in the whole state those two or three years that we were, won 69 games in a row. So we got to travel all over. And Larry Porter, who got to be a very good friend covering and probably one of the best sports writers ever for the World Herald, when he put in that we had the best team he's ever seen in girls basketball, that made the whole town of Gibbon, of course, the girls and coaches very proud, because he was a very, very good man dealing with sports. So that was a very, very good occasion when he did that.
We're talking with Larry Bleach here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio about the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, given being honored in a variety of ways this September. It is even rare in this day and age, Larry, where any Class A team can have four kids go on to college. Your four starters, Ginger Keller, Michelle Cush, Darcy Juergens, Don Rayburn, all went on to play college basketball from a Class C2 team in the late 80s. That was unheard of at the time.
Yeah, we had lots of college coaches, and sometimes, you know, a lot of coaches are lucky if they have like one player who'll go on and play college. It's outstanding. But we had four, and Doug, to tell you the truth, Lori would have been a fifth one on that 87-88 that was starting, but she decided to go into the Coast Guard, and she was a great player. She was our point guard, and she was the one that made 5 points in 4 seconds to seal the win against Fremont Bergen in the most exciting game that I've ever seen or been around.
Well, let's go back to that. That is going to be the moment that is honored at the Hall of Fame on September the 15th. What do you remember about that? What happened in that game? Because Bergen was considered maybe the best non-Class A team in the state, and you guys were right there with them.
Yeah, they were considered, tell you the truth, Doug, the best class anything in the state. We were all Class C then, and they had two Division I players that was playing on Bergen's team, and they hadn't been beat, and they hadn't been even challenged. And I know I have a person by the name of Coach Cook, that you know him, that we started the Nebraska Girls Basketball Association a long time ago, and then our Blue Bombers teams 30, 35 years ago went all over the United States to play, and we had Kearney Girls and Kearney Catholic and Centura and Gibbon and Adams back then. Now it's Freeman, and we went all over. So the night before, my wife and I on Friday night went over and watched Adams play in the semifinals at Pershing. And so we're there, and Coach Cook had won the game, and everybody was celebrating, and my wife went up and I went up to congratulate him, and Coach Cook said, "Oh, this is Larry Bleach and his wife Janie, the coach from Gibbon." And this one lady, this older lady that's been around basketball a long time, say, "Oh, you play Fremont Bergen tomorrow." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I guess we do." And she says, "I'm sorry." And I'll never forget that. The people that knew a lot about girls basketball and loved it like we did had already written us off. And I told the girls about that story on the next morning when we ate breakfast. And I know they were ready to play. And I can remember that game, Doug. We were behind most of the time. And then, I don't know, all of a sudden we were down 9 and then 6, and then we'd get a turnover, and if you remember, and probably not, you're so young, but that was the first year of the three-point shot, and we had only made, I think it was 4 or 5 three-pointers. I mean, we had 4 girls over 6 foot, so why shoot the three-pointers? So Lori had made probably 3 or 4 shots a whole year. We didn't even take three-point shots because of the people we had. And if it wouldn't have been for the three-point shot, we wouldn't have won our state championship that day, that's for sure.
Have you talked to the Bergen coach since then?
Unfortunately, when I moved, we moved a year after that, 2 years after that, to Bellevue. And, of course, during my 40 years of teaching and coaching, I also refereed full-time. And so I refereed Joe Wadalevich. He's a great coach. And he said, when I walked into referee, he says, "Every time I see you, coach, I can't get that off my mind." And I said, I know. It was the most unbelievable thing. That it was like miracle on ice. I didn't believe it was going to happen, but it really did. So I guess the people have given, and my family believes in miracles.
We're talking with Larry Bleacher on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, the former Gibbon girls coach. I remember at the time, Larry, that was just astounding, the winning streak you guys had put together. And since then, that's now just the seventh longest streak in the state. We've seen what Sandy Creek's done. We've seen what West Point Guardian Angels have done. Can you remember when it came to an end and what the feeling was like?
Oh, boy, I do. It was a regular season game. We'd won 69 games in a row. So, of course, Buck Mahoney of the Hub and Merlin Klaus then of the TV stations, Channel 5 TV station, they had covered us for many, many games in a row. And we'd won the conference tournament for, I think it was the fourth or fifth, I can't remember, year in a row. And then we went over to play at Centura. And they played very well. They had a great team. In fact, two of their players played with us on our Blue Bombers team. And we went over there, and they flat out beat us. And I think they beat us by two or three. It was one of those games that could have went either way, and Ginger got a charging foul at the end, and they just outplayed us. And there was no, the TV stations, you know, was like, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Well, I said we were starting a winning streak, and then we won, I think it was either 15 or 18 in a row after that, and we won another state championship. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's going to come to an end. But I'll tell you what, Doug, I don't know if you remember, but we played Ravana at Ravana about win 64-65, and we ended up winning that thing by 1 point. And I can't remember, Ginger, I think, put in a shot at the buzzer, Klisha Dobish, to win that. So we was very lucky there. It's just, it takes a lot of luck and stuff to 69 in a row was back then. I don't know if you remember Mick Anderson. Him and I are great friends from Wahoo, and he was having his big Wahoo boys winning streak at the same time. So they did a real nice article in the World Herald about the Gibbon girls and the Wahoo boys. Well, the Wahoo boys kept going to, I believe, it was 101, and we quit at 69. But it was just so much fun and excitement back then to be involved in a winning streak with those great kids.
Last minute here with Larry Bleach on the Doug and Daddy Show, the former Gibbon girls basketball coach. And Larry, we could talk about each one of these, but it is Michelle's year. Michelle Cush was named the Athlete of the Year, Female Athlete of the Year, by both the Omaha and Lincoln papers. She was a three sports star. I mean, Ginger and Michelle were talked about all over the state, but give us your thoughts about Michelle. Her college career got derailed by injury, but talk about her high school career and how special she was.
She came to us as a sophomore from Grant, and her dad worked at the bank, and her mom and dad were just special people, just real quiet, laid back. Michelle was exactly the same way. She probably was more interested in track back then because she was a great track person when she came to Gibbon, and then she got with our group of girls in basketball, and she kept getting better and better, and she was probably one of the best girl athletes as far as all sports she could do. She was tremendous in volleyball, unbelievable track, running the hurdles, and then in basketball, of course, she was 1989 Player of the Year and was the first girl to win the basketball award, and we went down to Omaha and had a big thing for her there as Nebraska Basketball Athlete of the Year, and she was just an outstanding person, athlete, and just a great family. So we were so lucky to have her move in from Grant just to solidify what we had with all the other girls. She was a great addition and just a great person to be around.
Well, Larry, we've talked about your summer travels. You went over the United States, even to Mexico. We talked about all these kids and the moments and the great finish. Anything that we left out?
I was in Gibbon yesterday, Doug, and of course the Hall of Fame gave me the job to get a hold of all the girls and the parents and let them know about what's happening. And I started calling the parents yesterday and talking to them, and I couldn't get off the phone with most of them. It's just Gibbon was such a special place, and I had tears rolling down my eyes talking to Fred Reed, who coached my brother, and was just a great friend. And then I talked to so many of the parents. I just miss that place so much, and I've been in two places in my life, teaching Gibbon and Bellevue East, and I wouldn't trade any town or parents or kids for anywhere else. And yesterday was a pretty special day for me, being able to see a lot of the parents and talk to them and get the phone numbers of all the kids that I haven't been able to talk to for a while. So it's going to be a pretty special thing, Nebraska Hall of Fame. And I sure appreciate everything you do for sports, Doug. Thank you so much.
Well, you bet, Larry. I hope everybody can get back to Lincoln on September the 15th. And congratulations on this honor from the Hall of Fame. And always great to catch up with you. Hope things go well for you this summer.
Oh, we got a lot of basketball plans, so we got a lot of camps and stuff. So it'll be a busy summer, but it'll be another fun summer. When you get over 60, and this year was my 42nd year refereeing, and I did 68 high school and 36 college, and you get to work with Joe Wells and Brooks Wells and Jim Langan and all the guys from your area. It's always fun. So thank you so much, Doug.
You bet, Larry. Thank you so much for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, the ceremonies will be September the 15th in Lincoln. The Silver Anniversary Team, the moment of the year, will be going to Gibbon. And, of course, Michelle Cush will also be going in. We'll talk to another inductee, Tom McCann, on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. And this comes from Nate. He goes, so cool to have Coach in the 88 and 89 girls teams to be honored. Probably the greatest 2 seconds I've ever seen. And that's from Nate, who went to Minden. Class of 96, so one of those youngsters that was sitting there probably watching the call from, had to be Dick Janda and Jeff Schmall back at the time in 88 and 89. Boy, that all come together. That was that year, and then the boys the next week, and the next year, the miracles that we saw and the great games. There was a couple of solid years of basketball, and of course, I think that C2 game, we were trying to discuss that. I think, we weren't positive, I think that was the first game of the morning. I think C2 or C always used to be that first game in the morning, and that's what a way to get things started. So that's all coming up in Lincoln, and we'll be talking more about that again when September rolls around here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Folks, don't forget that you should always be checking out their Facebook page, whether it's a Loper game, whether it's a hockey game, whether it's another local sporting event. Maybe it's just something at the dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram does even more for you than what they do on the lot. Maybe you've been taken care of. Maybe you're a happy customer. Well, you can always check out oil changes, tire rotations, maintenance on your vehicle, or just giveaways on their Facebook page at thinkmidway.com. They recently gave away, as we said, some hockey tickets to the Loper 5K Color Fun Run, which is coming up, and they are always right there. You hear their name everywhere in the community, trying to help out with as many events as they can. If you are in the mood for a new or pre-owned vehicle, check out the great stock they have on hand of pre-owned vehicles in every price range from every dealer that we're talking about at the Midway Chevy Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. If you're looking for something new, check out the 2013 Chevy Impala. Manufacturers got $5,000 right off the top of one of the great vehicles in the country, the 2013 Chevy Impala. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, they are your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And I believe we have covered most of the world of sports for today. So let's get on out of here on this Wednesday. Thanks, Damon. Damon Day, Nebraska Kearney baseball coach, as they head to Fort Hays State tomorrow for a doubleheader. Then they have non-conference action hosting Upper Iowa this weekend. Randy Bushcutter's in as my guest tomorrow. And as we said, we'll talk a lot of baseball. Cash Kalkowski, Husker outstanding hitter, went in as a pitcher, but is doing a great job at the plate in the field now. We'll talk with Cash before they get ready to head to Iowa. We'll also talk to Iowa baseball coach Jack Dom at the beginning of the program tomorrow. Tom McCann, who's going into the High School Hall of Fame, he'll join us. We've got our Loper link. We'll give away more tickets to the Nebraska spring game. It'll be another jam-packed hour. Thursday, Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey will be chatting with him, and a lot more as we get closer to the spring game. We want to thank Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star and former Gibbon coach who's now at Bellevue East, Larry Bleach, for joining us on the program today. Enjoy your Tuesday, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.